In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the exclusive sponsor of the Grant and Danny Show, the law firm of Condori and Murad can guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you draft a will, set up a trust, and create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them that we sent you. That way you'll get a discount. kmlawyers.com. In 1 hour, right at 4, we're giving away tickets to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live.
Nice.
Creed's one of those bands. They were really good, very popular, had a big following. But they have had a massive second act here over the last couple of years.
Yeah, there's this weird renaissance that's happened, right? Where like,
it's like part nostalgia,
yeah,
part people. I don't know if it's like a humor thing to it. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, because it becomes campy and kitschy, and now it's retro, and then it's like fun again. Like it's gone around the full panoramic. We're like, all of a sudden, Creed has been back on playlists of people lately.
That happens, though, with TV shows, too, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always weird which ones punch through and have
right.
a second life. But if you're them, you're kind of sitting around, you're getting played a lot, everyone's talking about you, and you're going,
okay,
we need to start making music again.
I guess like, we should go on tour.
To crank up a nice tour here and really take advantage of the second act. But they are. Summer 99 tour is Friday, July 26th, coming up this Friday at Jiffy Lube Live. Three Doors Down, Finger 11 performing. So, yeah, good show at Jiffy Lube. And we got the tickets for you coming up in 1 hour on Grant and Danny. Before we get into the NFL and the NFLPA working on an 18-game schedule, I do want to point out the Nats have made the announcement today that DJ Hurs is getting the start tonight. It was kind of a to-be-determined open spot. I think a lot of people assumed Hurs would get called back up from the minors.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they sent him down. He missed the final start of the first half. They had someone start in his stead because I think they wanted to just give him a breather.
Control some innings there a little bit, yeah.
He's going to pitch the most innings he's ever pitched. So then you get the All-Star break. Now you push him back kind of as far as you can into the rotation. So it's been a full week pretty much since he's pitched at all or more even. But DJ Hur is getting called up to start. James Wood back in the lineup hitting fifth. Remember when Davey told us he had a bunch of days? He was going to give James Wood early days off to just spell him a little bit. Remember when he told us that?
Yeah.
We broadcasted live on James Wood Day
from
the ballpark, and we talked to Davey in the dugout an hour before first pitch. He's like, yeah, I've mapped out a few days. I want to make sure we don't overwork him. He's coming back from the hamstring injury. James Wood has played every single game since he got called up, which is great, and I want him to, and he should. He probably delivers their best at-bats every night. Maybe Jesse Winker's right there with him in terms of quality of at bat, seeing pitches, spitting on pitches, not chasing off the plate, all that stuff. But it's just funny to me that already, you know, they were like, yeah, we're going to give him, we mapped it out. We got a few days off. He is not, they have played more lefties than righties as a lefty batter, and they haven't given him one day off.
Yeah, I guess we haven't gotten to that place on the map yet where he's getting the old pine treatment. But yeah, I mean, the other part is, though, you have that break that probably allowed some recuperation anyway. So maybe that those days off would have been before the All-Star break, grinding every day. But now all of a sudden it's like,
but that's
we're
what
here.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
The plan at some point, they thought, was make sure he doesn't play every day going into the All-Star break. And he did. They just didn't take him out of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like, wow, this guy is better at working pitchers than any of the guys we have in the major leagues.
Seems like we need this.
He's only 21 years old. So let's just keep trotting him out there. Big story of the day in sport is that the league and the Players Association have begun discussions on a potential 18th game to the NFL season. The NFLPA is, it's no longer D. Smith, remember, it's Lloyd Howell. It's So if you hear that name, he is the new D. Smith. Left open the possibility of an 18-game season. The report came from Mark Maskey today in the Washington Post. I'm going to read from this. Hal said during a meeting Monday with the Washington Post reporters and editors at the NFLPA's headquarters in D.C. that the talks between the union and the league have not yet progressed to formal negotiations, but the discussions between the two sides, which have not previously been reported, indicate that the latest pursuit by the league and team owners of an 18-game season has moved beyond the hypothetical stage. That's pretty big. Quote, we have talked at a very, very high level, superficially, with a recognition about, yeah, this is something that we should be talking about, and we should really kick the tires and understand what else goes into that decision-making process, Hal said. Now, remember, this is the side that doesn't want, theoretically, the 18 games. The owners in the league have been desperate for this for a long, long time. They'd do 50 if they could. There's not a number of games the owners don't want. They make so much money at the gate, and the TV deals get bigger and bigger the more games that get played. So it's just money into their pockets.
Yep.
The harm with more games is the wear and tear on the players' bodies, the risk that they're taking on in this physically violent car crash of a sport. And this is the head of the Players Association saying this, Danny, that these talks are at a very, very, very high level. Three varies. Something that we should be talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it is inevitable. And my advice to the players, and I'm sure they're waiting with bated breath, is what does Danny Ruggier think about
this? Yeah, I heard that they were talking about that. They said, we're going to get back to them soon.
But we have a meeting, but Danny's talking about it at 3:06, so we better tune in. This is what the NFL wants, and they want it desperately. In years past, where the owners have just bamboozled the players in various negotiations. Remember, like, the players were irritated at Roger Goodell handing out discipline, or they, like, wanted to smoke pot, right? And I know I'm not trivializing it, but those are, like, their things that they were giving away, while the owners are like, we'll take a bigger percentage of the TV pie. We'll take a larger percentage of the overall revenue. We'll do this, we'll do that. The concessions that they won were minimal. This is their holy grail. This is the thing that they want more than anything else.
They, meaning the league.
Talking about the league, the owners, like via, you know, vis-a-vis the league, Goodell, et cetera. You got to hold out. Even if you're going to do it, get as much as you possibly can on this one. Whereas in years past, they have not.
I think more than the holding out, right? You need to get a king's ransom, whatever that looks like. And I don't know what that is. If that's moving a percentage point of the pie your direction, that'd be nice. I don't know if that's doable. But if it means, I think players probably, that this is why I think when you heard a few weeks ago about possibly getting rid of mini camps. You heard that?
Yes,
idea
of course.
Come
yeah.
I'd imagine that's player driven. The players are going, we don't want mandatory minicamps because it's the only mandatory thing on the current calendar. It's the one time where if you don't want to do anything all offseason, you don't have to, but you got to be there for those couple of days. So this would give them an additional now, you know, post draft, basically take that out of the equation. Like you have a couple true months off if you want to do it that way, train completely on your own. That can't be the whole party, but that could be a nice activity at the party. Like there should be five or six things like that. This needs to be a Juan Soto return package.
Yeah, this is like a, we want, you know, guaranteed percentage of every contract or something like that. Like no more voidable years where you can just cut us or no more like this should be the time that the players get the best haul they've ever gotten. Whatever that looks like.
We'll give you the future Hall of Famer Soto, but we want Abrams.
Yeah.
And we want Gore.
And that's it, right?
And we want James Wood.
Oh, no.
And we want Harlene Susana.
Okay.
And we also want
Robert Hassel.
And actually, we got to finish the season out. So do you have any number first baseman who wear their jersey kind of open and show off some chest?
We actually do have that. A guy named Luke Voigt would do that. He could do that for you.
Throw him in there, too.
Oh, great.
That's like one of those where you're saying all the things you want, and then you're just looking around, and you see like a half-eaten thing on the table, and you're like, that too.
I need that ashtray that a child made in art class.
But yeah, it's going to happen. It's 18 games. Mm-hmm. And you and I have always disagreed on this. And I have always, very correctly, might I add,
okay,
very correctly, been pro 18 games. And the reason why, Danny, is, do you want to know why?
I already know why, but you can say it.
It's because football's the best.
Sure.
And we had 16 games, and then we got 17. 17's awesome, but you know what would be a little better than 17? Take a guess.
I can't think of anything. 17 is the right number.
18.
What about 19? What's the limit? 27?
19 is a good number, too.
What, 40?
No, I think we cap it at 19 or 20. 18 is a really good sweet spot, honestly. Like, we don't need to do anything more.
Mm.
Let's just keep it at 18. But it's so much better than 16.
So more football doesn't really apply. It only applies a little bit. It only applies if it's one more or two more.
What do you mean?
Like, your whole case for more football, the reason why 18 is better is because it's more football. Well, wouldn't, if the more football paradigm, why wouldn't that be applied to any number? Wouldn't you just want 20? 25?
Always better. 25, better than this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a line of demarcation that we can't cross, unfortunately, because the players have a say, and it's kind of...
Those pesky players get in the way.
Up to them and their bodies, and 25 is a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can't play year-round. You're not going to play multiple times a week. But your straw man bit you're trying to do, which is cute, is actually true. Yes, 25 would be better than 18. It's just not a plausible number, unfortunately. 20, better than 18, too. Could we get there? I don't know. But 18 is a really good number. It's a reasonable number. It's not a whole lot different than what we've done in the past number.
Mm-hmm.
You're not asking for a whole lot more out of players number. I'm even going to give them an extra bye week, which we can get into. They're going to love that, by the way. I think 18 with two bye weeks is better than 17 with one bye week, in fact.
I think you can
make the case that I'm going to keep them fresher and help them more, that I'm going to, for the first time ever, give you multiple weeks off during the season. Beautiful. But I've added 11% of season in the last 6 or so years now. 11%. I love it, man. Football. It's the best. Don't we all? Look, there's Darius. There's Ryan. They're happy.
They're happy.
They're enjoying happy. Football. What's better, guys? 17 games or 18 games of the beloved National Football League product?
Oh, man. I got to really think. 18 games.
Oh, 18.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ryan, what's better? 17 games or one more than that? 18 games.
18 games.
18.
Good for you guys.
Danny, I'm going to come to you next.
Go
Get
ahead.
Ready.
Yep.
What's better, Danny? 18 games or 17 games?
17. What's better than 18 is 19. You'll notice there's a theme with my numbers. Odd numbers. I want no one to be 500. The whole point is to compete. The whole point is to have winners and, wait for it, losers. We're not tying here, people. You can't hide behind 500. There's no being okay. You're a winner or you're a loser. It's why they keep score. Otherwise, you're playing tiddlywinks. Otherwise, it's a scrimmage. Odd number of games is perfect. 17 is the best we've gotten so far. I think 19 is too many, to be frank with you, because then your calendar gets all fouled up. Then you're probably playing in August.
This is why 18 is the perfect amount.
So
18 is the perfect amount.
Now, here's the thing. It's going to 18. It's going to go. So I could be just correct and miserable, or I could accept it. There needs to be so many considerations that, again, I don't know if the players are going to be with it enough to get. And hopefully the owners are not even thinking of these as concessions. They're thinking of these as just smart ways to go about their business when they make a lot of these changes. But, it's a shame that we're going to go back to an even number again, because you'll have these, you know, the Rivera school of 8-8 or 9-9, I guess, in this case, back in play, which I hate. I hate ties and I hate 500 records. I don't like the idea that there are an even number of games in sports. But Danny, what do? Do you give one more team an extra home game? Nope. My correct plan of neutral site games against rivals. So Cincinnati and Cleveland would play in Columbus, for example. Washington and Baltimore would play in Annapolis. Things like that. Creative, smart, fun things to do. Instead of playing internationally and robbing fans of a home game and putting the games on television at stupid times when everyone that's got kids is busy, don't do that. Play at neutral sites during prime time. Oh, what a wonderful idea, Danny. Thank you, NFL and players. I'll accept my consulting fee.
No. Here's the plan. Here's the one that works, that everyone was giving Joe Burrow credit for some reason a couple weeks ago. He just said the thing that we've all been saying for like 10 years, and everyone's like, man, this Joe Burrow guy's figured it out.
What a genius.
It's like he's just repeating the thing that everyone's known forever. So here's how it's going to work. Everybody listen up here. This is going to be fun. Gather around. Sit pretzel style. We sit in pretzel style?
Crisscross applesauce.
Okay.
What is crisscross applesauce?
We're going to open every single year on the Sunday after Memorial Day, right? Sorry, that would be May.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
I was going to say, that's a tough ask.
M is Memorial Day. L is Labor Day. And well, clearly, and that's September. I don't know how that works, but just follow
me. Yeah.
All right, so first Sunday after Labor Day. So... Let me start over.
So far, this is the best proposal ever.
Ask me for my proposal. I'm going to start over.
All right, Grant, what is your proposal?
Thank you very much, Mr. Rhea. I've been working very hard on this proposal for you. I would like everyone in the room to know, just as an aside, Memorial Day is in May, Labor Day is in September.
Thank you.
Now I'll begin my proposal.
Thank you.
My proposal is thus. In September, after Labor Day, the first Sunday after that is week one of the NFL season. This year, that falls on September 8th. Most years, it's going to be somewhere in the September 7th to 12th range. Let's just be in that general vicinity. We will play 20 weeks of regular season football. In that time, there will be 18 games for every single team, and every single year, you will get two bye weeks. Those bye weeks will be A and B bye weeks in the first half and in the second half of your season. You will get 2 weeks off. There is 20 weeks of action. Okay?
All right.
That's part one of the plan.
Okay.
I lost a bit based on my National Football League thing. I'm back.
Okay.
All right. Part two. When the regular season ends, the playoffs begin. The playoffs will be able, based on my mathematics, Joe Burrow acting like he's the first guy to come up with this, okay? Everyone knows it. The playoffs then commence after the 20 weeks, and every single year, the Super Bowl will now be held right after President's Day, Monday, national holiday, right after the Super Bowl, the day before President's Day. It'll be marked right there on the calendar every single year. So we now get two bye weeks. We get a holiday after the Super Bowl, Sunday into Monday. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, the National Football League.
The calendar, just for those that are trying to do their math in the car without being able to look at it, works out perfectly there. Because the last day of the regular season would be January 19th.
It would.
Right? It wouldn't be any Monday Night Football then. The following week, the 26th, is your wild card round. Divisional round is then February 2nd. AFC-NFC Championships on the 9th. Then your Super Bowl would be on the 16th. President's Day is the 17th.
Now, we are cutting down on the bye week before the Super Bowl. And to that I say, sorry about your luck. The rest of us, with that bellyache the day after the Super Bowl, are not going to go to work. You guys enjoy yourselves, champions. Go have a parade. To the losers, I say better luck next year. 20 weeks, 18 games, two bye weeks, Super Bowl, Monday holiday. Danny Ruye, welcome on board.
You're close. It's so close to being right. Second bye week, yes. Yes to that. Yes, there should be a second bye week. Smart. 17 weeks, winners and losers. Otherwise, why are we doing this? No one gets to be 500. In my world, no one gets to tie. We fix all of it. And in fact, nobody fumbles out of the end zone and then have it be a 20-yard penalty as a loss. We're going to fix all of it.
Listen here.
One fell swoop.
Listen here, guy who's running for fourth grade president of your school who's just saying you're going to put a vending machine in every room. Stick to the number of games,
one
sir.
One fell swoop is how we fix all of this. We're just going to fix this league for you guys. You guys can't fix it yourselves. I'm here to fix it for you. You get your 17.
Objection. That's not what's on trial here.
You get your 17 weeks, you get your couple of bye weeks, and you still keep your week between the Super Bowl. We need that thing to be on the 16th day of February because I need that holiday afterwards. Now, you and I are going to still have to come to work and talk to ones of people.
So we're not getting any more football in your plan.
Oh,
we
no.
We already have 17 games.
No.
You're not giving. In fact, we get less football.
No, we get the same.
No, we get less. Same. Here's why. Because you have added a week of non-football. So now there's an extra week where I don't get to watch my team.
No. There's not a week of non-football. Oh, just for your one specific team.
Yes.
Yeah, but we still get football. This is somebody, by the way, who's telling me that he loves bye weeks the most.
I do. I enjoy a bye week.
I'm giving you an extra one.
But I don't need two bye weeks for one football season. I've never needed that. I don't need it now.
You don't know that you need it.
No.
I know better. You know you need it.
You're making my potion less potent. If you just add more water to it, more weeks, same number of games, it's a less potent potion.
You need rest and recovery. They need to increase roster sizes as it is.
Eating chips and drinking Coca-Cola Classic does not make me need more recovery.
Your players do. And the ones that you like to watch so much, they're going to need that rest and recovery.
They'll be happy with the extra buy. What am I getting out of it? As an owner or as a chip-eating fan, what am I getting out of it? Less football for my team? Now, you might do the straw man fun little act where you go, you're a Commanders fan. You don't want to see them play anyway. And you're right. But what if I'm a Chiefs fan? You know, what if my team was actually good? It is the worst when you got to wake up on a game day Sunday in the fall And Patty Mahomes isn't throwing to Travis Kelce? And now you're going to do that to me twice?
Oh, must be miserable stuck in first place for the whole week again.
Kick every rock.
Oh, no, leave it. Just have it. Listen, the grand plan's going to happen. We all know that.
Did you say the grand plan?
The grant plan.
You said grand.
Grant.
Grand.
Grant.
Grand is in wonderful.
Mm-mm, I'm not saying that. I'm saying grant, like grant and then T-H. See what I'm saying? Because you're grant H, so grant. The grant plan.
The Jeep's plan.
Yeah, the Jeep's plan's coming. Okay. It's all coming. They've got something so perfect, they're going to fritter it away. They're going to squander it.
Darius.
And I'm so annoyed.
Get celebrate again. I'm going to say this one more time. 18 games is coming to America. Two bye weeks. Super Bowl into a Monday national holiday.
Go sign that last part.
Can you hear my lips filled with smile? It's happening. We're doing it. More football. There was a time on these airwaves when I used to say, we only get 16 of these. You know what I say now?
What do you say?
We only get 17 of these. What if there's a gleam, men? There's a gleam. What if I got to start saying, we only get 18 of these? We've added 11% a season. 11%? Just during my daughter's lifetime?
Just now?
She's getting ready to go to kindergarten. What a time. Who's ready for 18 games? Who's with me? 800-636-1067, or are you Team Danny? You don't want more football, because why would you? Let's just keep what we got. You like mac and cheese? Why would you get another scoop? You like a steak? Let's get well, you do order the 6-ounce filet, in fairness. Why go with the 18-ounce ribeye when you can get the old 6-ounce petite filet, right, Rouye? Is that what you're doing to
us? No, I tuned you out. I can only hear so much wrong info.
You like petite filets.
Me?
You're the guy I'm talking to. You like petite filets.
Yeah, I like steak.
6-ounce filet or a 14-ounce ribeye?
What else am I getting with it?
Whatever you want on the side.
A little lobster tail, get all the sides, get a full plate.
So, but what would you prefer, the petite filet at 6 ounces or the old 16-ounce
I don't
ribeye?
Need the petite filet. So I'll get a regular size filet. Get the nice big one.
So you get an 8-ounce filet or a 14-ounce ribeye?
With all my other stuff. So I'm going to get a lobster tail.
You can do all that with your ribeye.
Yeah, but I don't get as... No, because I'm now filling up on
yeah.
The ribeye where I have to like carve it and like work extra hard. Yeah.
Still waiting on an answer.
I'll just get what I want. I'll get the preferred cut of meat.
Which is?
The one I want.
Which is?
Mine.
Which is?
The one I like the best.
Is it a petite filet?
It's not petite.
If it's a petite filet, bark twice. If you're in Milwaukee.
No.
Darius, do you think Danny would get a petite filet or do you think he would get a ribeye?
I'd be very disappointed if it wasn't a ribeye.
Well, you'd be disappointed because he's a petite filet guy.
Well, Darius doesn't like bagels. All right?
Wow.
Okay?
Jesus, Dan.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I lashed out. I lashed out.
Pre-show and you're already bringing it up?
I was being attacked.
My goodness.
I'm sorry. But I feel defensive.
I thought Darius got away with that. We moved on.
He doesn't like bagels.
It's true.
He called them just bread. We're just going to move past that?
It's not fair what you're doing right now. You are on
trial. I don't like being under the microscope. I got a read coming up.
He's on trial, and he's just screaming about other people.
It's the credibility of the witness.
The bus that just ran over me. Oh, my goodness.
You did say it's just bread. I mean, that was not great for you, if I could say that.
I mean, I'll eat it. That's what Darius said.
18 games coming to a football team near you. We're Grant and Danny.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
18, got to have two bye weeks.
I like
and
that.
I think it'd be cool to do a normal bye week schedule that it is now. Like, have it spread out. But then, like, week 13, do, like, the Pro Bowl break where you're doing, like, the 7-on-7 and all the skills challenges like the NBA does, because I think that would get more ratings for the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
And then it would also give everybody that bye week going into, like, the last six games of the year. Yeah, and then you have guys that are injured that would be able to potentially come back, and you want your best players out there as a league. You want them in the last 6 weeks of the season. You want your best players on the field. So I think that would be a smart idea.
That's Joe Burrow. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. You see Joe Burrow's new look today, by the way?
Yeah, it looks like he's auditioning to be the bad guy in a movie about dancing.
To me, he looks just like Cody Rhodes, the WWE wrestler. Finish the story, Joe. Finish the story. He's been close, but he hasn't won his Super Bowl. He's got to finish the story. But that interview was with Pardon My Take, the Barstool Sports podcast. Burrow giving his plan for the schedule with 18 games. We want to hear from you guys at 800-636-1067. I've got a question I want to pin to you on the bye weeks in a minute. But first, Brett is in Warrington. What's up, Brett? How are you?
What's up, Grant? What's up, Commander Danny?
Hey, dude.
But I'm actually against the proposed plan because the Daytona 500 actually lands on that Sunday before President's Day, and I know they're both big money makers for each company, and I just don't see how that would work out unless they were able to push one game or one race earlier and then the other later.
I got it solved for
you. So, isn't the Daytona 500 in the morning, or am I dumb?
You are dumb. I shouldn't say that. It is not in the morning.
It's like the middle of the day?
I was answering the question you asked. I don't actually think you're dumb.
Okay.
I was choosing B, not A. But for the record, Danny's a smart person, and I don't think he's stupid. So do not isolate that, no matter what
so
you do.
So don't you dare record it and play it in any second.
Not ever again. Danny.
Yeah.
It's in the afternoon.
Okay.
The general time for a NASCAR race is 3 or 3:30. I want to say the Daytona 500 is right around then. It might even be a little bit later. But 2 to 4 is the window for like all of the races and generally the 3 o'clock hour east. Having said that, move it a week later. Why does it have to be that week? That doesn't make any sense. I know it's the biggest event. It's the Super Bowl of NASCAR, all those things. But what's bigger, the Super Bowl or that? I'm sorry, just adjust. 1 week later, you start the season. There's no reason you can't move it back. Done. Now what? What's my next thing to solve?
Right. So, like, I guess the objection would be if you're a fan of both, then you're somehow compromised or annoyed or irritated by it. I mean, I don't care about the Daytona 500.
But what's the difference if it ends on, I'm just making up numbers now, but the 7th and the Daytona 500 is the 14th versus the 14th and the 21st?
No, again, it's fine by me. I don't care. Whether the Daytona 500 could be tomorrow, it could be tonight. I mean, I don't care either way. But I'm saying if you have a conflict, maybe that affects the entire NASCAR season. If it's every week and it's on those Sundays. I don't know. I don't know if the NFL should be concerned about that. Like, to me, like, maybe this is my own sort of bias, but if I'm the NFL, I go, what date works best for me? And that's the end of my considerations. I'm the NFL. If I put it on, more people watch my thing than anything else. And so I think some NASCAR fans who are also NFL fans might be irritated if there's a crossover, but I do think there's enough time, especially with the day off the next day. You know, let's say kickoff's at 7 p.m. or 7:30 p.m., that like East Coast time. That's not a conflict, is it?
No, probably not. Also, the NFL doesn't worry about conflicts, to your point.
Yeah, and they shouldn't.
I'm the king snake. Everyone else has to get in line. They adjust to me. I'm football. You guys are not that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you football? Then you've got to figure it out. So I would just do whatever I want to do and let everybody else kind of fall in order where they may. Here's my bye week question. Would there be a way to make sure everyone's bye weeks are semi-fair in the sense that like your bye weeks are always several weeks apart? I could see a year, maybe it's not right away, but a few years down the line, where if it's first half, second half, and the demarcation is like week 10 or 11, like you have to have one before and one after, where someone has a week 9 bye week and a week 11 bye week or something. Now, maybe that's not the end of the world. Like you got to play one Thursday game between your two bye weeks, and you know teams might actually like that or ask for that or find that it's a benefit because we've got to just come back together, get through a game or something, and then we've got a lot of downtime to heal up a bunch of injuries. Or, heck, if we're off to a 7-2 start, maybe we just redshirt some guys in that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you the example that comes to mind. When I covered Shanny, Mike would go to the league and say, hey, I know a lot of teams don't like playing on Thanksgiving as an example. I'm happy to. Teams don't want to do this Thursday night game. We're glad to. Because he always viewed it late season. If he could get an early bye week and then a Thursday night game, he viewed it as a mini bye week going into the stretch run. Maybe there's a team that might say, we kind of want to do that, where we'll have 2 and 3 weeks. I can't imagine it ever be back-to-back, like week 10 and week 11. That would kind of defeat the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect world, you might have like a week 7 and a week 17 or something like that. But you know it would get a little bit quirky maybe with two bye weeks sometimes.
Yeah, it's a challenge as it is to make them equitable. I mean, you see teams will have a week 4 bye, and then someone's got as late as a week 13 bye. You know, it's not ideal, and there's no way to make it perfect and fair and great every time. But I think it's necessary. In addition to, and I would try to do what you just prescribed, a first half bye and then a second half bye. Again, it's sort of quote-unquote, right? Like as close to the midpoint as you can, and then, you know, as far away from the midpoint as is possible, but also in the first half, not make it like week 3 or week 4, right? As you're kind of getting into the rhythms of the season, you don't want a bye week still in September. But I just think it's essential to be thoughtful about this. One of the things that I haven't heard enough people talk about that it should be standard and obvious to me is increased roster sizes. Both overall active roster and then the game day active roster, like, I think it's archaic the way that they have it now. Even though it's increased over the years to, you know, whatever is 50, you know, I guess it's 55, and then it can be 48 on game day. You know, if you have that third string emergency quarterback or whatever's active as an extra lineman or something like that, the way they have the rules, that sounds great. We should be increasing roster sizes now for 17 weeks, let alone adding another game.
Let's go to Vic in Akakik on G&D. What's up, Vic?
What's up, Brent? Danny, what's good?
Hey, dude.
So, I'm not a fan of it unless the NFL is willing to get rid of the preseason. I don't think it's considerate of the players. These owners are going to do what they want to do. They made that very clear over the past 15 years as this has been developing. But getting rid of the preseason and just having more joint practices, I think joint practices, if you increase that, you don't run the risk of injury. And I like what Danny said, making an adjustment to add to the rosters, because then you accommodate the idea that there will be injuries, because injuries happen in football. But I'm not a fan of it unless they get rid of the preseason. With the owners, what it feels like the owners are showing is very shrewdly and very powerfully, we can do what the heck we want because we own you. And I don't like that.
So you're not going to completely get rid of the preseason. For the record, most players, I don't think, I shouldn't say most, a lot of players wouldn't want that, and almost all coaches wouldn't want that, which is very different than an owner, let's say. But there is still a necessity for young guys and for roster evaluation for a front office, for a coach, to see players in games. Now, that the practices are helpful and they are good, but there's still some value. It's possible we could get down to maybe a preseason game. I think it's still always going to add up to 20 for the most part in terms of the weeks,
mm-hmm.
right, of games, not bye weeks. But I think it'll be 2 preseason games with 18. It was 16-4, then 17-3. I think it'll be 18-2. And there's going to be teams that say veteran quarterback knows the offense, don't worry about playing. But there is still a belief from the people I talked to around football as recently as the last couple of weeks asking this question, coaches, front office people, and even plenty of players, especially the young guys trying to make a name for themselves that are late round picks or undrafted, they've got to have those games. It is invaluable to them to get that tape that just, it's not the same to show someone, look what I did in this practice. Look at this play in this scrimmage. It's just not the same.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you make all things relative, I mean, this is a philosophical thing. In other words, if nobody gets those preseason games, then roster decisions are still going to get made.
Yeah, like, but it's not good for – I'm saying the value for the player. Danny Ruye at the University of Buffalo, who is an undrafted free agent, is screwed by the less preseason action that he gets.
Sure, but someone's going to fill that spot, that whether team makes the wrong decision or not, and then Danny Ruye from Buffalo may or may not catch on with somebody else. I mean, there's always going to be a line of demarcation for fairness in a league that rewards performance and age and salary capabilities and affordability. So I don't know. I mean, I've always hated the preseason for, not always, but I've hated the preseason for some time. But, you know, the guys prefer it. But again, roster cutdowns would happen if there were no preseason games tomorrow.
Of course.
Guys would figure it out.
I mean, we would crown a champion if the season was 4 games long. I mean,
right.
You'd make it work. Doesn't mean it's better, though. Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Top of the hour, 20 minutes from now, we've got those tickets to go see Creed right here on Grant and Danny. If you want tickets to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live this Friday, you got to keep listening. We're giving those away in 15 minutes. We are Grant and Danny, and it is time for our double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
I've been playing some pickup hoops recently, as you guys know, in addition to the pickleball times. Just trying to mix it up, have some variety. Got in with a couple good groups. It's been fun. The thing that I've noticed now, I don't know if anybody else experiences this, as a not in decent shape, someone in their mid-40s, the last 2 days, and I haven't played since, I don't know, what day is today? I played a couple days ago. Guys. I played Sunday. My back, when I wake up in the morning, hurts so much. And it's not like a spine thing. It's not like a disc thing. It's all muscular. And it sounds like I have muscles, and I don't mean it that way. It just like it's in the muscles where it hurts. And then for the first hour of the day, I'm sore and in pain until like gradually just living life, it loosens up with like a great deal of like foam rolling and stretching and like maybe some Advil or just sort of moving around. Like right now, it's fine. When I woke up this morning, you would have thought I was in some sort of like physical altercation where someone took a bat to the small of my back. This sucks. That's what I have for you. This is annoying. I need treatments. At Funny Danny, if you have muscle back issues, I already foam roll. I stretch a lot. I take the Advils. I do everything I possibly can. I need something that fixes this. Whatever the hell this is, it woke me up this morning.
You actually stretch?
Pain. Yeah.
So I don't, but maybe that's part of the problem. I can tell you what a couple other problems.
Oh, I have to stretch, dude.
Your boy wakes up with back pain all the time, but it's not from playing basketball. It's just part of the fabric at this point. Mm-hmm. It just like it is what it is. But I want to hear more about your stretching. Like, what's your routine? Are you just like the old gym teacher guy?
Yeah,
just gets down on the floor and does the V sit and reach.
Right, or? before any kind of workout or movement, I have to. Like, I know that full well. And even with that, I still have pulled stuff or strained stuff or done whatever. So when I get home from it, I immediately do my foam roller routine. That's back. That's hip flexors. Then it's the small ball the smaller roller for calves. Then I walk on or roll on a tennis ball for my feet. Do the smaller foam roll. I got three different foam rollers for my quads. Massage gun for the hamstrings. All of that stuff. I do all of that every time. Then it's a full, you know, deep breath, inhale, exhale. As you're kind of like doing the back bends, touch your toes. Full gauntlet of stretching like I'm about to go play, but I'm not. I'm about to sit on my butt. That's what I do.
It seems like quite a routine.
Yeah.
Is that a normal thing for people your age that are active to do all of that? Or yes. Do you go above and beyond?
Oh, no. You should see these old guys I play with. Everybody's doing this. More so. More than me. Really? Yeah. The other day at one of the pickup games, the guy brought a massage gun. I was like, I don't know if I should bring mine in my bag. I'm bringing mine next time. Massage gun.
Now you've got permission.
Yeah, I've seen someone else doing it.
Time for your boys. Double play. Deadpool and Wolverine comes out on Thursday, I believe.
A couple of days, right?
Just a couple of days away. How do we feel about it? Are we excited about this? I think the trailer looks pretty good. I'm not a huge Deadpool guy. I'm a bigger Wolverine guy, actually.
Okay.
Deadpool's a little, like, smarmy for me. Not like the character, although the character too, but just like the whole project. Like, I watched it. I laughed. It's entertaining. But like the whole fourth wall thing, I'm talking to the camera and it's just not my favorite thing. I don't know. It's just never really been.
Okay.
But I'm kind of excited for the movie. I'll definitely see it. But how do we feel?
I am giddy. Darius, by the way, I think he's going to start sleeping out tonight so he can catch it on opening night.
I have my spot already reserved outside of the Hoffman.
Do you have a ticket already?
Of course.
Opening night.
Thursday night.
That theater you go to has the biggest escalators.
Right outside of the Craig.
He loves going to the Craig for those escalators.
I don't need to go up those, though. Because the...
Oh, is the theater in the
Yeah, it's on the first floor.
Wait, so the Trevor's on the first floor there?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Deadpool, Wolverine. So Thursday night you're going or Friday night?
Thursday night.
So true opening night.
Wait, so is it Wednesday night at midnight?
No.
Or Thursday?
No.
Okay.
Very specifically Thursday night.
Correct. Yeah.
So I saw Twisters.
Mm-hmm.
Felt good about it. Saw Bad Boys, Ride or Die. That was fantastic. That's up my alley. That's just my go-to.
Sure.
Fly Me to the Moon is on my hit list this summer. I still want to see that.
What is that?
It looks rom-com-y. It is Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. It's actually creative, I think, unless it's a remake that I don't know about. I'm sure it is because it just seems like.
Oh, I saw a trailer for this where they're about the moon landing.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So they are basically like preparing to have to act out the moon landing until they actually are able to land on the moon, mm-hmm. basically. But it's a love story, rom-com. I want to see that. It looks good. And then I want to see Deadpool Wolverine. I'm going to skip Long Legs. Not for me. Most of the movies that come out like that are like either scary or thriller, just I'm not your audience. And I don't have any, I don't know why. I have no interest in A Quiet Place. I liked A Quiet Place previously. Have you seen the trailers for that?
I have.
The Day One joint?
Day One, yeah. Both Quiet Places I thought were really, really good.
I liked them both. And yet I watched the trailer for that and I can't motivate myself to go see
it. You're
not that.
Into the universe? Yeah, I'm into that. Not enough to go see it in the theater or anything. Deadpool
That's a good
Wolverine.
Way to put it.
Yeah.
In 2 years, if I'm like scrolling Netflix, I might say, I'll watch this.
Yeah, if it's on HBO in December or January, I'll check it out. Deadpool Wolverine apparently has, again, Darius knows everything, but apparently has like a million cameos. And it's sort of like not just this rogue, far away sort of peripheral project like it was. Like it was the little engine that could at first. It had like no financing, no nothing. Ryan Reynolds like begged to do it. And it was such a smash hit that they now like have a budget and are very much folded into the Marvel Universe. I get the sense that this is like a kickstart to the new era here that everybody's going for.
Did I come off as anti-Deadpool? See, I'm getting a couple tweets.
A little
tweets,
bit.
Like, okay.
A little bit.
That was not my intention. It's not my, like I don't count down to it like I do. Mm-hmm. If I found out there is another Spider-Man with Tom Holland coming out, or if there's another Nolan Batman or something, like those are my wheelhouse movies.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way about Deadpool, but I have not ever not gone and seen it in theaters. Guylo puts it perfectly here, our buddy Guy Lorian on Twitter. He said, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, that's all it took for me. Rated R MCU movie, of course we're going. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's got those two dudes, smash hits, everything they're in, and then rated R MCU, yep, I'll be there. Where's my popcorn?
You get Hugh Jackman to come back and do it, by the way. Because did you see Logan? Which is like kind of also adult. It was really good. It was very dark and wasn't the norm.
Logan. It was
excellent
dark
movie.
For people.
Yeah.
But I mean, legit, like it was one of my favorite movies in that whole
universe. It was an excellent movie.
Universe. Yeah.
Full stop. So that was sort of meant to be this is the love song or the love film, whatever you want to call it, to the character. This is his end. This is how we're all dying. This is how we're leaving. This is how we sort of put this universe behind us. And that was his thought. And then Ryan Reynolds is like, you want to do it again? He's like, okay.
I think if Deadpool didn't talk to the camera and do like fourth wall stuff, I think I'd probably love it. Like it's just very Zach Morris Saved by the Bell and like whatever that is.
Whoa.
I don't want that. I just want to be here. I don't.
Why did Mark Paul Gosselaar catch a little shrapnel just now?
Because he's talking to me too. Stop talking to me. Just let me watch. You do your thing. I'll do my thing.
Wow. Man, way harsh on that.
Sorry. Beltway Blitz is next. We're giving away tickets to see Creed. We're Grant and Danny.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want tickets to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live this Friday, you got to keep listening. We're giving those away in 15 minutes. We are Grant and Danny, and it is time for our double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
I've been playing some pickup hoops recently, as you guys know, in addition to the pickleball times. Just trying to mix it up, have some variety. Got in with a couple good groups. It's been fun. The thing that I've noticed now, I don't know if anybody else experiences this, as a not in decent shape, someone in their mid-40s, the last 2 days, and I haven't played since, I don't know, what day is today? I played a couple days ago, guys. I played Sunday. My back, when I wake up in the morning, hurts so much. And it's not like a spine thing. It's not like a disc thing. It's all muscular. And it sounds like I have muscles, and I don't mean it that way. It just like it's in the muscles where it hurts. And then for the first hour of the day, I'm sore and in pain until like gradually just living life, it loosens up with like a great deal of like foam rolling and stretching and like maybe some Advil or just sort of moving around. Like right now, it's fine. When I woke up this morning, you would have thought I was in some sort of like physical altercation where someone took a bat to the small of my back. This sucks. That's what I have for you. This is annoying. I need treatments at Funny Danny. If you have muscle back issues, I already foam roll. I stretch a lot. I take the Advils. I do everything I possibly can. I need something that fixes this. Whatever the hell this is, it woke me up this morning.
You actually stretch?
Pain. Yeah.
So I don't, but maybe that's part of the problem. I can tell you what a couple other problems.
Oh, I have to stretch, dude.
Your boy wakes up with back pain all the time, but it's not from playing basketball. It's just part of the fabric at this point. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it is what it is. But I want to hear more about your stretching. Like, what's your routine? Are you just like the old gym teacher guy who gets down on the floor and does the V sit and reach?
Right, or? before any kind of workout or movement, I have to. Like, I know that full well. And even with that, I still have pulled stuff or strained stuff or done whatever. So when I get home from it, I immediately do my foam roller routine. That's back, that's hip flexors. Then it's the small ball or the smaller roller for calves. Then I walk on or roll on a tennis ball for my feet. Do the smaller foam roller. I got three different foam rollers for my quads. Massage gun for the hamstrings. All of that stuff. I do all of that every time. Then it's a full, you know, deep breath, inhale, exhale. As you're kind of like doing the back bends, touch your toes. Full gauntlet of stretching like I'm about to go play, but I'm not. I'm about to sit on my butt. That's what I do.
It seems like quite a routine.
Yeah.
Is that a normal thing for people your age that are active to do all of that? Or yes. Do you go above and beyond?
Oh, no. You should see these old guys I play with. Everybody's doing this. More so. More than me.
Really?
Yeah. The other day at one of the pickup games, the guy brought a massage gun. I was like, I don't know if I should bring mine in my bag. I'm bringing mine next time. Massage gun.
Now you've got permission.
Yeah, I've seen someone else doing it.
Time for your boys. Double play. Deadpool and Wolverine comes out on Thursday, I believe.
A couple of days, right?
Just a couple of days away. How do we feel about it? Are we excited about this? I think the trailer looks pretty good. I'm not a huge Deadpool guy. I'm a bigger Wolverine guy, actually.
Okay.
Deadpool's a little like smarmy for me. Not like the character, although the character too, but just like the whole project. Like, I watched it. I laughed. It's entertaining. But like the whole fourth wall thing, I'm talking to the camera and... It's just not my favorite thing. I don't know. It's just never really been.
Okay.
But I'm kind of excited for the movie. I'll definitely see it. But how do we feel?
I am giddy. Darius, by the way, I think he's going to start sleeping out tonight so he can catch it on opening night.
I have my spot already reserved outside of the Hoffman.
Do you have a ticket already?
Of course.
Opening night.
Thursday night.
That theater you go to has the biggest escalators.
Right outside of the Craig.
He loves going to the Craig for those escalators.
I don't need to go up those, though. Because the...
Oh, is the theater in the
it's on the
level.
First floor.
Wait, so the Trevor's on the first floor there?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Deadpool, Wolverine. So Thursday night you're going or Friday night?
Thursday night.
So true opening night.
Wait, so is it Wednesday night at midnight?
No.
Or Thursday?
No.
Okay.
Very specifically Thursday night.
Correct, yes.
So I saw Twisters.
Mm-hmm.
Felt good about it. Saw Bad Boys, Ride or Die. That was fantastic. That's up my alley. That's just my go-to.
Sure.
Fly Me to the Moon is on my hit list this summer. I still want to see that.
What is that?
It looks rom-com-y. It is Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. It's actually creative, I think, unless it's a remake that I don't know about. I'm sure it is because it just seems like...
Oh, I saw a trailer for this where they're about the moon landing.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So they are basically like preparing to have to act out the moon landing until they actually are able to land on the moon, basically. But it's a love story, rom-com. I want to see that. It looks good. And then I want to see Deadpool Wolverine. I'm going to skip Long Legs. Not for me. Most of the movies that come out like that, that are like either scary or thriller, just I'm not your audience. And I don't have any, I don't know why. I have no interest in A Quiet Place. I liked A Quiet Place previously. Have you seen the trailers for that?
I have.
The Day One joint?
Day One, yeah. Both Quiet Places I thought were really, really good.
I liked them both. And yet, I watched the trailer for that, and it's I can't motivate myself to go see it.
You're not
that.
Into the universe? Yeah, I'm into that. Not enough to go see it in the theater or anything. Deadpool
That's a good
Wolverine.
Way to put it.
Yeah.
In 2 years, if I'm like scrolling Netflix, I might say, I'll watch this.
Yeah, if it's on HBO in December or January, I'll check it out. Deadpool and Wolverine apparently has, again, Darius knows everything, but apparently has like a million cameos. And it's sort of like not just this rogue, far away sort of peripheral project like it was. Like it was the little engine that could at first. It had like no financing, no nothing. Ryan Reynolds like begged to do it. And it was such a smash hit that they now like have a budget and are very much folded into the Marvel Universe. I get the sense that this is like a kickstart to the new era here that everybody's going for.
Did I come off as anti-Deadpool? See, I'm getting a couple tweets.
A little
tweets,
bit.
Like, okay.
A little bit.
That was not my intention. It's not my, like, I don't count down to it like I do. Mm-hmm. If I found out there is another Spider-Man with Tom Holland coming out, or if there's another Nolan Batman or something, like, those are my wheelhouse movies.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way about Deadpool, but I have not ever not gone and seen it in theaters. Guylo puts it perfectly here, our buddy Guy Lorian on Twitter. He said, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, that's all it took for me. Rated R MCU movie, of course we're going. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's got those two dudes, smash hits, everything they're in, and then rated R MCU, yep, I'll be there. Where's my popcorn?
You get Hugh Jackman to come back and do it, by the way. Because did you see Logan? Which is like kind of also adult. It was really good. It was very dark and wasn't the norm.
Logan. It was
excellent
dark
movie.
For people. Yeah. But I mean, legit, like it was one of my favorite movies in that whole
universe. It was an excellent movie.
Universe. Yeah.
Full stop. So that was sort of meant to be this is the love song or the love film, whatever you want to call it, to the character. This is his end. This is how we're all dying. This is how we're leaving. This is how we sort of put this universe behind us. And that was his thought. And then Ryan Reynolds is like, you want to do it again? He's like, okay.
I think if Deadpool didn't talk to the camera and do like fourth wall stuff, I think I'd probably love it. Like it's just very Zach Morris Saved by the Bell and like whatever that is.
Whoa!
I don't want that. I just want to be here. I don't.
Why did Mark Paul Gosselaar catch a little shrapnel just now?
Well, because he's talking to me too. Stop talking to me. Just let me watch. You do your thing. I'll do my thing.
Wow, man, way harsh on that.
Sorry. Beltway Blitz is next. We're giving away tickets to see Creed. We're Grant and Danny.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.